My name is Delmo Banks Jr. I have been on death row for 22 years. In an execution, you're allowed to have 5 witnesses and you're allowed to have a meal. And to me, it's like throwing a party. That's what you do when you throw a party, right? You invite guests, bring food out, and you put on your clean clothes. And that's how they got it set up here.
Barring a last-minute reprieve, convicted murderer Delmo Banks will be executed in Huntsville, Texas, tomorrow evening. It's a reprieve 3 former federal judges, including former FBI Director William Sessions, say should be granted. They filed a friend-of-the-court brief with the Supreme Court. It says Banks' conviction and death sentence are flawed because of the way his trial was mishandled, and that similar flaws, quote, infect the reliability of death sentences around the country. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
There was no physical evidence that connected Delmo Banks Jr. to the murder of 16-year-old Richard Whitehead in 1980. No eyewitness, no fingerprints. Banks was convicted and sentenced to death based largely on the words of 2 witnesses. One of them was a longtime police informant. He was paid to testify against Banks, but he denied that at the trial, and prosecutors did not tell the jury the truth. The other key prosecution witness, Charles Cook, was facing arson charges that could have brought a life sentence. Those charges were dropped after he testified against Banks. He has since recanted his testimony. George Kendall is with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. He represents Delmo Banks.
And so that's the first problem, is that the state was relying on unreliable people. What the prosecutors did is that they hid critical information that would have made these witnesses far less believable than they already were.
There were other problems. It was an all-white jury that convicted Banks, who's black, of killing Whitehead, who was white. Prosecutors rejected all 4 blacks from the jury pool. And Banks's trial lawyer, Lynn Cooksey, has admitted he did little to prepare for the trial. He presented no witnesses. And when the jury returned with a guilty verdict, Cooksey had done nothing to prepare for the sentencing phase. James Elliott helped prosecute Delmo Banks. He says he has no doubt at all that Banks is guilty and should die. He says he shares the thinking of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, which Monday denied Banks a last-ditch review. Elliott read from that ruling, which said Banks had had enough chances to appeal.
In baseball, the batter is out after 3 strikes. Capital murder proceedings are not games. They are literally life or death matters to the defendant, the victims, and relatives of the crime, and to society as a whole. Nonetheless, applicant has had 5 strikes at habeas corpus relief after his initial direct appeal was rejected by this court and by the United States Supreme Court. At some point, our criminal justice system must reach finality of decision.
Elliott says he was brought into the case at the last minute, and he says he doesn't know why his colleagues didn't share with the defense a document about witness Charles Cook that could have helped the defense. Prosecutors are required to reveal that type of evidence. Elliott says he found the document later and gave it to Banks' lawyers.
If I had wanted to shred that, no one would have known it. I gave it to the court and to the defense because it was the right thing to do.
Elliott says it's important to know that Banks has never claimed he's actually innocent in his appeals. Thomas Sullivan is a former U.S. attorney who joined the Friend of the Court brief asking the Supreme Court to review the case. He says the mistakes in Banks' case were egregious and extend to the 5th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. The appeals court refused to give Banks a rehearing, in part because he didn't file the pleadings in the right order. Thomas Sullivan.
It was like going back to England in the 15th century, where you'd say you didn't plead it correctly, therefore you don't get relief, you go to the gallows. That, to me, is a ridiculous way to decide cases, particularly when somebody's going to die.
Delmo Banks is scheduled to be executed at 6 p.m. local time Wednesday in Texas, unless the Supreme Court or the governor intervenes. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.